Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following program is presented by the Daily Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Isn't that nice?
You're listening to Nerdy Show, the geeky podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Boar.
I'm Trench.
Hey, I'm Doug.
And I'm Tony. And Boar, you got it right this time.
Hey, yeah. Well, you know, last time I thought, why not just say our own thing? And this time I thought, let's go with the old script, because I don't want to think that hard.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. You're tuning in to an episode that is without Cap.
Capless, if you will.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do to the studio this time? Because last time you guys spread some onions all over the place.
Well, we don't have video
Brandon.
This time.
We also don't have,
we don't have
here.
Brandon. So we're going to have to think of something that is interesting to do through audio, but is at least a little bit destructive and makes it smell bad in here for weeks to come. So,
Tony, you had some taquitos on your way in, didn't you?
I did indeed. We're about to turn this into a gas factory, and you're going to listen to these three individuals slowly die.
But yeah, Cap is at North Carolina Comic Con, if I
yep, he and Aaron right. are there, and they are having a comically good time.
NCCC.
Yep.
17.
It's a lot of C's.
It really, well, it's three. It's three of them.
75% C's.
I can't argue with that. I can. That's
a lot.
That is a disproportionate amount of C's.
In a relative sense. Hey, what have we been doing, Trench? You haven't been here for a while. What's with that beard, first off? Not that anybody can see, but man, does he have a big old manly beard.
It's a nice beard.
It's very thick. I wish that my beard could be that thick.
I'm glad you all are, you know, basking in the glory at the moment.
I didn't say I was basking, but I wanted to know what was up with it.
The look of admiration on your face right now.
Even though we don't have cameras this time, can confirm admiration.
The majority of my time has taken up by being a college student. So
that's, how's that going? How long have you been out of the college game?
This is my first foray into college ever.
Oh, so you haven't been to school for quite a while.
This summer will be my 10-year high school reunion. So I have
wow.
I haven't been in school since I graduated high school.
Wow.
Damn.
That is a long time out of school, but hats off to you. What are you doing with your college?
Currently, I'm working on my just general studies associate's degree. I'm planning on transferring to UCF. Once I finish that for business management and marketing.
All right. So if you want to stalk Trench, you know exactly where he's going to be going.
It's very easy to find him, too. Just look for the magnificent beard.
So lots of school. Not having any time for video games or anything that we...
A little bit.
That we do around y'all?
A little bit. I've been playing some WoW. Not much the last week. Briggs, and now he's playing WoW again, and I watched it in... Now I'm.
It's addictive.
Again. Yeah, you know, it is.
Like so, you mean just by watching someone else play, well, you're like, I got to get back into that.
I was really.
I need to
in
defend Azeroth.
I was really invested in like the lore and the story of the universe, and because I was away from it for so long, I was able to just like, oh, it's over there, not you know happening. I'm mm-hmm. not, you know, it's not in my consciousness. Mm-hmm. Well, then him playing it and being like
Briggs,
and 10 feet away from me, you know, the majority of the time, I just. Couldn't stay away from it, and I started getting invested again, and couldn't help myself.
And this will be the last we hear from Trench.
What do you got going on, Doug? What's new?
I've been coping with lots of Netflix binge watching. I've been catching up on some television shows and some old movies that I've never seen before.
Now you're coping.
Right. We should acknowledge something. We are recording this the week after the United States presidential election.
What's the week of?
It happened.
Yeah, this only happened a few days ago. Mm-hmm. Even though this is going to be released about a week.
A week after. Yeah. It's the same damn thing. Look, it happened. We have a new president elect. We're not going to talk about it much or at all because that's not what you guys come here for.
Not what Nerdy Show's about.
No, it's all about.
I want to take the podcast in a new direction, guys.
No.
Scathing political commentary.
The only political commentary we talk about has to do with lizards.
Over 38% of all problems come from Lizard Man.
You sure? I can't persuade
you. I tell
you
what.
What are you going to tell me?
That was what you call a rhetorical question, sir.
But, yeah, other than that, I did played a little bit of video games, moved into a new apartment, and still adjusting. It's still in a transitional phase there. So not a lot of time for fun, nerdy stuff, unfortunately. But
well, that's what this evening is for.
Exactly.
Bringing you back into the fold.
Are you ready to chuggle, Doug?
Every day I'm chuggling.
I fucking missed something.
Chuggling's best to describe. Cap turned me on to chuggling, and I've been trying to chuggle with the best of them ever since.
If you want to know more about chuggling, listen to our back catalog because it comes up on shows
too often.
I don't remember the definition of it, but chuggling definitely happens from time to time. And Tony.
Yes, sir.
Get with it already.
Can I assume that you have not been chuggling?
I have not been chuggling, no. You have to ask.
You certainly have not.
It's like a yacht. If you have to ask how much it costs, you can't afford it.
It's more like, are you prepared for the possibility that due to the lack of your knowledge of the definition that you could be chuggling all the time?
No, he is certainly not.
I suppose I could.
You can't chuggle without knowing what it is.
You say that. I have done stranger things.
Reassuring to me. Mm-hmm. But Tony, what have you been up to, buddy?
I have been working my ass off and aging. I am 31 this month, which was fun.
Since the last time you were on here,
you've aged too. Yeah,
I've aged about the same amount.
Me too.
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah,
I feel like I've aged more. may not be true in a literal sense.
No, probably not. But I am gearing up for a trip to Italy with my wife, which means I'm stressing myself out of work and trying to escape.
Italy, yeah. Home of pizza.
Yes, and pasta, and a lot of last names are going to sound a hell of a lot like mine. And recently watched the movie Heavyweights with my wife, who had never seen it, and as I discovered this evening, neither have any of you.
Yeah, what is that?
We had better things to do with our lives.
Bullshit. Heavyweights is a movie that came out in the late 90s from the Walt Disney Corporation, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Didn't realize that it featured a couple of names in it, aside from Ben and Jerry Stiller, that I would have recognized. Like the fact that it was written by Judd Apatow.
Huh.
You know what I was doing in the 90s, Tony?
What, Trench?
Playing with Legos and watching Star Wars.
Okay.
You know what I was doing in the 90s?
Do tell.
Being a fat kid. So I was not interested in watching Heavyweights. I was living the nightmare. And to romanticize the bullshit of like, hey, they're going to win out in the end because they're heavyweights. They stick together. No one stuck by me when I was the fat kid. I was the loner.
That's because you didn't go to the right fat camp, Doug.
Yeah.
That's the point of the film.
I don't want to go to fat camp, be surrounded by other losers. We're all like,
that's addressed in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
We all get together and go like, oh, it sucks being fat, doesn't it? Yeah. Let's go to camp where we're going to do physical activities and feel like shit. No, I'm not doing that.
Misery loves company.
Yeah. That's kind of the point of the movie. Also, entertainingly enough, featured Paul Feig.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, he's in it?
Yes.
Was he a counselor?
Yeah, he's one of them.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
Huh.
And the kid who played the fat kid is going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Kurt Russell?
Yes, this was Kurt Russell, right after Walt Disney used his dying breath to write that on a piece
Drax
of paper.
Drax the Destroyer is in Heavyweights?
No, but straight up, he's going to be in Guardians 2, and it's the weirdest thing, because he's gone from like, hey, he was the chubby kid in Heavyweights, to holy fuck, this guy's got a jaw that could cut stone.
Hmm.
So go figure. That's and of course, been playing... I have been playing video games because I need to cope with my stress somehow, and there's nothing better than crushing things with a giant robot.
It's good that you can cope with video games because I cope by eating because I was a fat kid in the 90s.
It's a vicious cycle.
It was a vicious cycle.
I eat because I'm unhappy.
If you're huffing Dorito dust and chugging Mountain Dews, that can actually lead, one can lead to the other.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
It was the gamer fuel. That's what they call it now. The kids are calling it.
Which I bought some of that game fuel, and I'd let you have one, correct, Doug?
And it was way better than I was expecting.
One of the flavors is Mango Heat.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I tried that today.
And it's got a decent mango flavor, but it also, for some reason, is spicy?
Yeah.
Like, it's a little bit hot.
Yeah.
I don't understand why, but I didn't hate it.
I could do without the heat, and I would enjoy it more, but it was still fine.
Yeah, I feel like if they would have left the heat part out, it probably would have been better and a little bit more refreshing.
This reminds me. Did you know that they're stopping production on Ecto Cooler?
I did.
Not
and
surprised.
I just
honestly had
four extra cases delivered.
I was going to say, please, you better reserve it now because, damn. Shame.
Yeah, my girlfriend is not even aware how much Ecto Cooler that I have stashed away. The top of my fridge has just piles of boxes of it and cans. I've got a pantry cupboard up in the top, like hidden is another like four, and then in my trunk there's like four. And
so
I'm driving around with.
I didn't mean you're a boarder instead of a hoarder.
That's hilarious.
I didn't see the movie, but in the trailer for 50 Shades of Grey, he's like, I have certain tastes and preferences, and he opens this door, and I guess when it's a sex dungeon, but in your house, it's just going to be like a room full of Ecto Cooler. It's like, I have that same taste too. I can totally relate.
50 Shades of Slimer.
It would totally be like
so
an Ecto
50 shades
basement
of Ecto.
If we could have basements here in Florida.
Yeah, yeah. A bunker.
50 years from now, it's going to crack can.
No, but that shit does not age well because even people who had original Ecto Cooler before they brought it back, they were like, oh, we're going to drink it. And they're like, oh, God, it's awful. It must have turned. Yeah, it's completely turned.
Yeah, I'm very fully prepared that I'm going to have to like consume all of this within 2 years.
Or just invite a bunch of friends over and have an Ecto Cooler
No. I'm not going to share. No, I have actually been sharing with some people, but I'm not going to go.
You got to save some packs because like 5 years from now, it'll no longer be good, but somebody will pay top dollar for it because they missed it. They're not buying it now. Yeah. And they're going to pay top dollar for it later. So,
or wait another 20 years and then they'll reboot it again and everything will come back.
No.
Yeah, maybe I'll save like one case of it for my retirement fund and just kind of auction off one can at a time.
It's one of those investment strategies you don't generally hear about on Wall Street.
I've got a lot of stock in Ecto Cooler.
I mean, quite
it's
literally.
Vintage.
Quite literally, I stock
it
in my home.
You've got some liquid assets, one could say.
Despite the fact that it's liquid, it's not actually very liquid in the financial sense. So, hey, Boar, what have I been up to?
Yeah, what have you been up to, Boar?
You know, the same old, playing World of Warcraft, like Trench mentioned, and, I've brought this up on the show a couple of times now, but I've been going Raspberry Pi crazy, and, I'm up to three now.
I'm more of a rhubarb flavor kind of guy myself.
As I recall, one of them was being used as a like ad blocker network thing.
One of them is a dedicated Pi hole, which I'm also going to be turning into a dedicated cryptocurrency wallet, so it can just be always on and handle my cryptocurrency.
Is that currency with the super dog printed on it? Is that
no?
Your pie is way fancier than any of my pie.
Can confirm. How's your apple pie working out?
And my second one, I turned into a little emulator station, which I brought over to show you guys. And that thing's great. It can play literally any video game, PlayStation and earlier.
Including the Nintendo 64.
Yep.
Which was technically after the PlayStation. What's the third one for?
The third one is it's a security
global
camera.
Domination.
It's not far off. It's for security, but they have a little camera module that you can plug into it, and you can also plug in like USB webcams, and you can have it like record from multiple cameras and log into it remotely, and it can do motion capture, so it'll only start taking videos or pictures
when there's
if it
motion
detects
there.
Motion in the area, stuff like that. So I'm starting off with one, seeing how it works out, and I'm probably going to expand and have like 9 more of these little things.
He's fallen down the Raspberry Pi hole, as it were.
Basically.
Do you want Skynet, Rob? Because this is how you get Skynet.
I'm not giving any of them self-awareness yet.
Yeah, but you're going to have...
If I start linking enough of them up together, maybe through cluster computing and AI, I could create Skynet.
No,
that's not...
Because you said you were going to have 9
impossible.
Of them, right? You said you were going to have 9 of them?
I think you'd need a few more than 9.
No, I understand, but you're working your way up to your own Hollywood Squares, just with Raspberry Pi. You're just going to have to download a different celebrity personality into each one of them, and then you can play your own game. Just remember, Paul Lind is always the center square.
And this is why I came up with the hashtag better without Tony, because I have no idea where you're going.
I thought
with
it was Edwin was the always the center.
Was it Edwin?
Yeah, I thought it was.
I thought it was always Lind. Whoopi Goldberg was the center square.
That's the crappy Hollywood square. This is old school.
Generational bullshit.
So, Trench, you and I have been playing a lot of World of Warcraft, and BlizzCon just happened. There were a few interesting things that happened out of BlizzCon. What was your favorite?
The thing that stood out to me most was the trailer for the next patch for WoW. Had a bunch of, I mean, paladins and warlocks have had class mounts for a long time, and now everybody else is getting them.
Any class is going to get its own mount through the class hall campaign. So if you level up your character high enough and you quest long enough through the class halls, you can get your own unique to the class mount. And they have talked about doing color variations. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, I didn't hear about that.
How old is World of Warcraft now?
Well, that's interesting that you should say that, because the World of Warcraft 12-year anniversary is coming up like later this week, I believe, or
so
next week.
Years? Really? Fuck.
Yeah, 12 years. Very, very soon.
That is a hell of a long time for people who have sunk that much money into a single game.
I don't even want to think about that.
most of my time has been spent doing? It's been catching up on all of the achievements for raids and shit that I missed out since I stopped playing the game.
How long ago did you stop playing?
I started playing at the very beginning of Wrath of the Lich King. I played through the beginning of Cataclysm, and then I deployed to Afghanistan, so that really interfered with playing any of it. And then I came back just as Cataclysm ended and Mists of Pandaria started. And I hit the level cap, and then I just lost interest.
A lot of people seem to do that.
They changed some shit up really hardcore.
Since the end of Wrath of the Lich King, I pretty much go on really long hiatuses for about at least a third or more of the year, like every single year. Just because you get through everything and they haven't been pacing content very well, especially in Warlords of Draenor. There was an entire year where nothing new happened.
Well, I don't think it's in this patch, but then you're already getting like geared up to fight Gul'dan.
Yeah.
So
they said that they realized that they screwed up in the last expansion, that they're going to try to pace everything a little bit better.
I loved how Wrath was paced. And I thought that Gul'dan was going to kind of build up to be like the big bad, like the Lich King was. But no, I guess he's going down pretty early.
Just means there's going to be another guy, Dan Ghoul, hiding in the background, the mirror universe.
Now, I know another thing that happened there was Sombra was finally unveiled.
Shocking! As though this ARG that they've been quote-unquote hinting at for Overwatch with the new character was, yeah, it was a very, very terrible, it was the worst kept secret in the game that she was coming out.
Yeah, and I'm in the crowd along with many, many other people that was really sick of them dangling it in our faces, but
it's like, we know it's
not
Sombra.
Revealing
we know
almost
you're gonna,
anything.
You're going to announce it at BlizzCon. We know you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Stop.
Pretty much everybody was sick of it. Very sick of it. But when she was revealed, a lot of people regained some of that excitement and thought that she was an interesting character.
You know, until she came out, there was a lot of like, oh, you know, she's going to be a hacker. Is she going to be one of the robot people, the Omnix from Overwatch? What's she going to be? And we didn't have any clue as to her personality aside from the fact that she would blackmail people and that she was kind of a bitch. Then all of a sudden she's announced, and in her trailer there is just so much personality from her, and we get to see her interact with a couple of the other members of the Talon crew.
And her booping ability.
Her booping. I would like to... That's B-O-O-P. as opposed to boobing, which is a very different ability held more so by Widowmaker. But it's she's a very interesting character, and it's her gameplay style seems to be.
Have you by chance logged on to the test realm and played her at all?
I have not, not yet. No,
I did a little bit, but I pretty much only went through the little training area where you can try out all the powers and stuff. And she seems really stealthy, and she can do things like hack other characters and health
and their
packs
abilities
and stuff. Like,
oh, she totally nerfs Reinhardt.
Which I don't even fully understand how all the hacking stuff works. I know her ultimate can shut down Reinhardt's shield ability, and it shuts down a lot of other people's abilities,
which
from
is,
what I'm aware. But when you you're just playing around with it on the training session, you can't tell that her ability does anything. So
it's like, oh, the test bot is still walking around in a circle.
Yep, but I'm told that it's she plays really well. I don't typically love stealthy characters like that, so I'm probably not going to play her much, but I think I liked her better than some of the other ones, so I guess we'll see. And the last thing that happened at BlizzCon that I'm sort of interested in is the Diablo 3 happenings.
What's going on with Diablo 3?
Diablo 3, what they're going to be doing is they're going to be...
They're bringing it back from the dead.
In a sense, yes, they're injecting the original Diablo into Diablo 3.
Hibbity-bip.
So you're going to be able to play through at least some of the original Diablo
in the Diablo,
in
3,
Diablo
engine?
3 engine, yes.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That is some member berries hard, but I'm digging it.
Yeah. And they're also releasing the Necromancer class from Diablo 2. And that's going to be able to play through anything in Diablo 3.
Wait,
You, that seems to have broken you. You look
a
broken.
Little bit. No, just because it's like, damn. I mean, these game, it's just it's ridiculously intriguing to me because Diablo 3 was met with such. I mean, especially the fact that you couldn't fucking play the game when it launched for like a solid day.
Error 37.
Pretty much.
I pretty much refused to play Diablo 3 until I think after the expansion.
Well, and I didn't even get into it really until I picked it up for my PS4, because the PC version I enjoyed but never really played with anybody. The PS4 version was kind of perfect for me because it's a great couch co-op game. You can see, I don't even know if it's still around.
Yeah, but they reworked the game quite a bit to work with controllers, and it's one of the best ports possibly ever.
I felt like the port was superior to the PC release, honestly.
Yeah, I could see how you could argue that. I still prefer playing on the PC better, but that's just because I like keyboard and mouse.
Well, I mean, and Diablo, the PC or the PS4 port, the console port, gave us a lot of good streaming with Trench and I, and it was the birthplace of fart.
I was going to say, that was the only way I got to play it, and I got to be honest, the only thing that was fun about that was playing with you guys and just dicking around, because if I played that game by myself, I would fall asleep at my keyboard. I don't understand. Maybe because I haven't played it long enough, and I don't have the member berries, the nostalgia for the first two, because I never played the first two. But playing Diablo 3, I'm just like, all right, so when do we do whatever? And we're like in the village, everyone's upgrading and selling stuff. Talking about, I'm like, I want to kill something.
Yeah, I will
move your ass. And everyone's like, hold on, I gotta plant the flag. Oh, I'm customizing my flag. All right, I'm gonna customize my banner. I made it look brown and shit. Like, I didn't give a shit. I just like, go into a dungeon and we're killing the same five monsters over and over
about that.
And over.
I was literally only doing like only customizing my banner just to jerk you around.
No, we had fun though. And then like as soon as we get into the dungeon, like we clear a room and I just start somersaulting through vases, just like, God, come on. I was just like like a kid with ADD running through a dungeon. Like, who lit all these fucking torches? You know, and you guys are like,
come on, man.
Like, oh, God.
See, like, I never got any of that playing it on PC, but just playing it on a console.
God,
the fact that they're bringing the first game into it is going to mean that this game that, you know, is a seminal title in just the history of dungeon crawlers like it, is now going to be introduced to a whole new generation in a way that is going to be fucking gorgeous. So, nifty, neato, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fifth dungeon. I'm like, this looks just like the last dungeon!
And speaking of who lit all of these torches...
and of fart, for that matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Skyrim Special Edition.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Who lit all those candles inside of those tombs?
I don't know. There was a Reddit writing prompt about it saying, like, you are the person who goes around Skyrim lighting all the candles in all the dungeons. It's your job. Like, you know, I don't know which one would have to be like candle
maintenance, too. Like, yeah. You'd have to carry around a fresh supply.
Yeah, like replace them when they
get
too low.
That's what all those guards, like, I used to be an adventurer until I took an arrow in the knee.
Yeah.
That's what they used to do.
Yeah, they got wicked.
So that's the thing.
Get out.
having to wax
philosophical.
You're lucky you're across this table.
What do they call it in Skyrim? The under. Where they buried the crypts. What do they call them in Skyrim? Like, under every city, they have the crypts.
The catacombs?
No, they call it something like Hall of the Dead, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, every Hall of the Dead, I get it, because there's like a priest there or something like that.
Priestess of Mara. But what about those tombs that are sealed with
saying.
Like the puzzle yeah. golden cloth?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, but there's always a convenient crack in the cave above you to let sunlight in. I'm like, that defeats the whole purpose of this door. Like, I don't
yeah.
not the secret entrance that's up the yeah. cliffs.
Indiana Jones would be, make a killing in this universe.
There's also edible food within each of these catacombs.
Yeah, apples and shit. Well, it could be magic.
Fresh head of cabbage.
Wait, it couldn't just magic. It couldn't just be magic. You set a spell when you close seal the tomb of a
2,000-year-old cheese.
Yeah, I don't know. Could be
properly aged Gouda. Now
milk.
I know.
How did that get in here?
Each of us, I believe, got the game for free because on Steam, when they released the enhanced edition.
No, it's just special edition.
The special edition,
it's
if you had
special,
if you had all the various things, which if you are on Steam, if you've been on Steam, you've seen the fact that you could buy the entire thing for like $10
yeah.
at a number of the different sales. How many of us have fired up the game since we got the special edition?
I have not even installed it.
I did. I downloaded the special edition. I started to play because I wanted to see, and starting it from scratch, it didn't carry over any saves, so yep. that was kind of a bummer. But whatever.
Still a lot of the mods are getting carried out and, you know, worked up and transferred over.
Yeah, and so I was playing just the vanilla version of the special edition, and my computer had a hard time handling it, even though with the original version, with all the mods, like I have a ton of mods on it, plays pretty much flawlessly, but with the special edition, it kind of ran like poop.
Well,
and
it has newer like lighting effects and texture effects.
Yeah, and I can get that
stuff like that. It's basically all the enhancements that they added into Fallout 4. They carried over to Skyrim.
Makes sense, but like I played the opening Escaping Helgen, but it was really low frame rate and really kind of shuddery for me. So I'm just like, all right, well, as a comparison, now that I'm used to seeing how this looks, let me go back into old Skyrim with all those mods to make the textures look better and everything like that. And I don't know. I'm going to be playing the old version for a while because it has everything I love about it.
It's my understanding that there's like nothing different. Like if you had the old game with all the DLC and you had the texture packs and stuff
Well, some of the mods for the old version of the game are actually superior to the special edition.
Especially like, some of the lighting ones. They have these updated lighting ones for the old game that I've used to make indoor lighting better, inside caves mm-hmm. better, and it runs great. Yeah. And I don't know how...
That's why I've been really hesitant to even bother, because the only... this was mainly for consoles.
Yeah.
This was to update it for the PS4
and the X-Bone.
And the X-Bone and probably the Switch.
See, I downloaded it and played up through getting to Whiterun the first time. And I was playing it and I was like, you know, this is kind of fun. It's running, I'm playing it on ultra high, so it's running okay on my computer.
Oh, hey,
and,
Lydia, you're still a bitch.
Yeah, I haven't even got her yet. But it's like, you know, okay, the lighting effects are really nice. The sound is a little wonky. If I had paid for this, I'd actually be kind of pissed.
That's
because
good,
I got
yeah,
it for free,
yeah.
It's like, okay, this is kind of
fun. And there's a depth of field thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't really seen that yet, but because I only played for a few minutes and I had to stop.
I think that's why they gave it to us for free, because if you have a new computer and you didn't own Skyrim and you needed to buy it, it's probably a good way to just buy it and get all the DLC and stuff like that without having to install, like, a billion things. But,
I think it's mainly
for consoles and, like, newer...
It's also... The same thing sort of happened with the BioShock collection when that came out, and the up-res thing that they did for BioShock 1 and 2. They gave it to Steam users who owned the games for free. but they gave us broken versions on PC.
I haven't even touched it because I didn't see the point.
Yeah, it's a Bethesda game, so basically you're guaranteed to have bugs. So I was looking for, you know, what's going to be wrong with it out from the get-go. So yeah, my takeaway is just like, you know, it's still Skyrim, it's still fun. I was looking for it, you know, or looking into things before it came out. Just like, did they add anything to the game, or is this just a graphical overhaul? And there's no new content.
Well, and you brought up a problem with the sound, and you're not the only one. There's been a lot of people complaining about the sound, and there was another referencing Reddit again, but there was a guy on Reddit who compared waveforms from like ripping the sounds or whatever, and the way they've compressed the sounds and all the voices and everything.
Oh, it's worse.
It's noticeably worse. Huh. However, someone from Bethesda did say we're aware of that and we're going to be releasing a patch to fix the sound problem so it'll be like a better quality later. So it makes me wonder how many patches we're going to get. If one patch to fix the sound and if there's another to fix the lighting so it doesn't make the computer run like crap.
They're going
to
break things when they patch it.
I don't know. But either way, I'm looking forward to what the final form of this will be because I'd love to see Skyrim looking awesome. But
I'm curious as to whether or not Bethesda has an official quilt, because I'm fairly certain there's a patch for that.
So there's some mods that I've seen that have like come out that are superior to anything that I saw for the original Skyrim, but mm-hmm. it's still, you know, it just came out, so yeah. A lot of stuff still mm-hmm. either being worked on or developed. Or
so they didn't
whatever.
Port the Macho Man Randy Savage
yet.
Dragon.
I don't think that
mod.
One made it yet.
Oh yeah, Macho Man.
Speaking of though, my favorite of those is the Thomas the Tank Engine one.
That one's pretty funny. But having Macho Man fly around and go, Macho
I'm gonna
Man.
Get you and I'll bring it to you.
You know, like that was great.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
He did not say that.
He did.
Not in the mod.
No, maybe not. But in the ads, you can't tell me that Macho Man ran.
Talking
Savage.
About Skyrim, Tony.
I'm talking about Slim Jims. Boar.
Talking about some other disappointing PC game happenings lately, I bought Dishonored 2.
How is Dishonored 2?
I loved Dishonored 1, so I was super stoked to get Dishonored 2.
Is it Bethesda?
It is.
It is.
Mm. There's a patch for that, don't worry. If you're disappointed in it, they can patch the bat away.
No, that's where I was going with this. They have not yet patched it, because I was able to play it fine for a little while, but once I get to a certain point, the frame rate goes so far down that I can't even play it.
Oh, Jesus.
My computer is not a weak computer by any stretch of the imagination.
You probably have the best computer out of everybody in this room.
Yeah, and it slows down to just a slow chug with really bad input lag. So I can't play it at all right now. So I'm waiting for a patch on it. It looks really good if they would fix the frame rate issue. But I told Brandon about it, and Brandon went out and bought it like immediately, and I'm sure he's had a better time with it because he bought it on PS4.
Yeah. I played the first one on Xbox One, or on 360, I mean, because it was not on Xbox One.
It's kind of funny how there are those experiences, because I've, over the past year or so, gotten a lot more into PC gaming and rebuilding my rig and all that sort of fun stuff. And even though it's technically the superior platform, you can have a better experience on console.
You can tell when they developed the game for a console and the PC was a port or an afterthought.
Oh, absolutely.
Or they didn't put in near as much effort into the PC release as they did.
Cough, cough, Batman Arkham Knight, cough.
That was exactly what I was thinking about.
It's a little bit frustrating, though, because the problem that they're having right now is with any AMD video cards, which... I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's two major brands of video cards.
Yep. you've got NVIDIA, and
seems
if
like
you are
kind of a big oversight on the quality assurance there, but I'm gonna hold on to most of my opinions till later, but I loved how you could play as either Corvo, the protagonist from the previous game, or you could play as Emily, who became the Empress in this game. And,
can you still play as fish and birds and stuff like that?
I have not been able to get that far.
You might have the opportunity. Fish go blub. The elephant
goes
toot.
Stop you can him. People. Someone stop him before he gets to what the fox does.
I'll leave that for the sequel.
And Tony, have you been playing Titanfall 2?
I have. I picked up Titanfall. I didn't have the opportunity to play the original Titanfall.
I did. I picked it up like release night for Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I get all sorts of bonered up about giant robots and was really looking forward to it. And, you know, was playing it. And I was like, man, this game really needs to have a single player campaign because the multiplayer campaign is super disappointing.
Well, Titanfall 2, which for those of you unfamiliar with the studio that made it, it's Respawn Studios. It's a lot of ex-Infinity Ward guys, including the founders of Infinity Ward, who gave us the call it. They made Call of Duty into the household name that it is. And it's exactly that. It's a first-person shooter that also features giant robots. And Titanfall 2 is fucking incredible. I am addicted to this game in a way that I was not expecting to be. It's got a wonderful balance of the various weapons that you have. All the machine guns all handle differently. The shotgun, you've got two different types of shotguns that feel really, really good. And it's balanced between just your mobility as a human and you, when you call down your Titan, your giant robot. It's just so satisfying. First off, to hear it impact or to call it down on top of another enemy Titan who didn't see it coming, and then all of a sudden theirs blows up and yours is standing there in the fucking ash. And it's just, there's such a wonderful pacing to both the multiplayer, just because there's, as soon as you start getting into a rhythm where it's like, oh man, this is just Call of Duty, I'm running around a corner, I'm getting shot, I don't know where the fuck I'm coming from. Oh wait, now I'm in a robot. Fuck you. Fuck you sideways. And it's like, okay, yeah, this is a good balance.
Is there a single player campaign?
There is.
Really?
Yeah, they heard people bitching about it, and they put in a single player campaign that is uniquely satisfying. You play as a person who was just a recon field officer who gets promoted to the position of pilot, because pilots are this kind of like super person in the context of the game's universe, and you're piloting a robot, which it turns out the Titans do actually talk to you, and there's some entertaining little dialogue exchanges that are, the robot doesn't understand sarcasm and subtlety. And the human who doesn't get that the robot doesn't understand it. And it's kind of a buddy cop or a buddy road trip in a way. You get good balance between segments where you are running around, segments where you're in the Titan just mowing things down. And it's only about a 6 hour long campaign, 6 to 8 hours. Mm. So it's not as long, but there's a lot of replay value just because it feels satisfying. It's by the numbers in a lot of ways, but in a way that's inoffensive, the same way that the original Uncharted game was, for instance, where you know where the story is going. This is not a complicated story, but as it runs through the paces, you're like, I don't mind any of this.
It's still fun.
This is really good, and it is being critically heralded. Critics love this game, and the people who own this game absolutely adore it. Unfortunately, they made a mistake in terms of its release window, because it came out right between...
Is it a problem because it came out on Origin instead of Steam, and that's why I didn't get it?
No,
it's on both. But
is it?
Yeah, but the Origin players, like...
No, you're thinking of Call of Duty, because it is
what David was talking about.
Or Battlefield.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, because it came out between Battlefield 1 and Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
I heard nobody's playing Infinite Warfare.
People can't play with each other, so the people who bought it on games with Windows can't play it against the people who they're different servers. The PC version is borked. Essentially, is the way that works. Because it's like, if you bought it on this platform on PC, you can't play it against the people who bought it on this platform on PC.
Well, that doesn't interest me at all, but I've heard Battlefield 1's interesting.
Battlefield 1 sounds like it's amazing. But these are also two juggernauts in the first-person shooter market. Absolutely huge. And you released literally in between them.
And FIFA.
And FIFA. So the people who might... There's no audience left for
this
game.
That's the thing people play, huh?
Yes, okay. As it turns out.
Surprisingly enough, yes.
A surprising
And that's a sports ball.
Yes.
It is a sports ball. In fact, a FIFA title was the last title released on the PlayStation 2 a year and a half ago.
Okay.
But it's... I hope that the sales for the game start to pick up, because currently... it's projected to be a failure. And I want to get more Titanfall. It's so good, you guys.
Well, I saw a thing that EA is... they say they're committed to the series, so there might be, you know, Titanfall 3 someday, but...
I also don't want to see them take the wrong lesson from it. Like, oh, you guys, you bitched about not getting a single player. We gave you a single player, and then nobody fucking bought the game. So, single player's gone. And it's like, no, this is good. It's one of the best single player campaigns I've played this year.
People might look into it after they're done with Call of Duty or Battlefield.
Well, yeah, hopefully people will, you know, review it and give that sort of, like,
mm-hmm.
good props so that they'll, you know, read reviews and be like, hey, people like this, you know.
Well, and that has
plus,
been...
We're not even through the holiday season yet, so...
Mm.
It's still one of those... It's disheartening a little bit, but thoroughly recommend it.
I think we can all agree. Government spying is a lot more of a concern these days than it was previously, and also not only government spying, but hackers. Getting into your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure most of you out there have at one point had your password stolen or...
Or someone you know.
An account compromised or...
Weirdly, no. I have been affected by that as well.
And it's a matter of time.
So now Tony's got a big old target on his back.
I have been hacked so many times.
Hashtag hack Tony.
Fuck you, no! Hashtags you make up catch on, poor... People who don't know me say hashtag better without Tony.
You're welcome.
God damn. Does your wife say hashtag better without Tony?
Yes.
Looks like I may still have a shot at a vacation after all. Going on vacation. This vacation. Hashtag. I'm sorry.
But this new app that I installed and have been using for the past week or so, I've become completely enamored with, and I've been telling everybody to install it. A new app.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, it's not extremely new, but it's new to me in some ways because I just installed it recently. And basically, it replaces your SMS app. It's available for Android or iOS. And if you let it be your SMS client, if the other person that you're talking to also has Signal, it does full... automatic end-to-end encryption. Only you and the other person that you're talking to can possibly decrypt your message.
Let's see if I can find it on the Play Store right now.
We'll link to it on this episode's page, but it's extremely easy to get to. It's called Signal, and I highly recommend installing it. Doug, you said you installed it.
Yeah,
and
earlier today.
We were playing around with it before... Yeah.
I sent you a poop emoji.
That is it. Yeah,
and,
right there.
No, technically, no one was able to see the poop emoji but you. So, mission success.
That's true. And another thing that's...
Does it transmit smell?
It's another thing that's interesting is kind of like Snapchat. It's got ephemeral messages, like evaporating messages. So, you can set a message or picture that you send someone to only be available for like... 30 seconds, and then it deletes itself from your phone and their phone.
That's some Mission Impossible shit right there.
And
dun, dun, da, da,
and
dun,
unlike, dun, oh, unlike Snapchat, you can't screenshot these things.
Ooh.
It completely screws up your phone's screenshotting ability while that is displayed. I tried a few different ways, and I think the only way that you could possibly screenshot it is with another phone.
Taking a photo of your phone? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there might be some sort of a way if you're rooted to... get around that if you for some reason wanted to, but I think in this sort of instance you maybe you should just save that type of thing for Snapchat, and then, you know, actual important things that you don't want to be
seen or heard.
Well,
doesn't Snapchat let you know now when it's been screen capped as well?
Yeah, but there's ways around that. Easy ways. I'm not going to go into how to do that, but just know that it's very possible. So if you're sending stuff to other people on Snapchat and it shows up on Reddit or Imgur a little bit later, do not be surprised.
Well, or if you take a photo and send it to anyone and it shows up anywhere, don't be surprised because you're sending it out.
That is the true takeaway from taking pictures of things that you don't want other people to see.
You know, yeah.
Well, okay. Sorry, I'm not all of my pictures touch that one because we're staying away from politics.
Hey, you know, I'm not gonna go in, I'm not gonna go into specifics here, in but you wouldn't get into a lot of trouble if you would use the Signal app and message other people with your, let's just say, confidential information.
Oh, God damn it! You know what?
It wouldn't be so easily intercepted by, you know, anyone who would want to leak that information to the public.
How about some mindless entertainment? Should we talk about some mindless entertainment? What's coming out?
New video series coming to you soon. Hacking with Borg.
Oh, my.
Anyway.
Hacking with Borg just needs to be him chopping wood.
Install the Signal app. Give it a try. It's got some great features that your stock messaging app doesn't have.
Takes you less than 5 minutes.
So, now, yeah, I prefer it's super quick. The hatchet from Stanley. It's good for chopping birch wood. Pine wood's a nice solid wood.
Personally, I'm a DeWalt man.
Oak. If it's oak, you got to go with this. There's a smaller Black & Decker hatchet. Anyway, join me next time. Click like and subscribe for more hacking with Boar.
It sounds like it would be more like a Ron Swanson show or something.
Talking about, that would be, yeah.
Talking about wood and hatchets and stuff.
Got to get some brandy, some whiskey.
Yeah. Speaking of Ron Swanson and whiskey, it's a great thing to turn on is a YouTube video of him sitting next to a fire drinking whiskey. I did that last Christmas, and my family thoroughly enjoyed it. After they got over the fact that, why is this man sitting here staring at us and drinking this whiskey?
Part of my Netflix binge watching included some of those fireplace for your homes things or whatever. You know, they have a whole different series. They have different fire. They have fireplace
and Slow TV.
Slow TV is the other one I was going to get on. There, Slow TV has a it's like train. It's like tram to Oslo. And you just start in this like random city in Norway, and it's just
a camera mounted on the front of a train.
It's just a camera on the front of a train, and like I turned it on, and like I watched it for a couple minutes. Like, this is kind of cool. I'll leave it on in the background. Forgot about it. Go to the kitchen later. It's probably like 20 minutes later, and Nina's just like, I think there's something wrong with the TV, and I'm like, why? What's wrong? And she goes, well, look at it. I look at it, and it's like a black screen, but there's a weird flicker thing going on. And I'm like, what the fuck?
They
and
were
I
in a tunnel.
Yeah, they were in a tunnel, and I just completely forgotten I'd left this damn train on. But they have an oscillating fan video, like on loop instead of a fireplace. They have aquariums, freshwater and saltwater fish, and the same people who did Slow TV of the train ride to Oslo. They also have a 3-part series about firewood and the Norwegian history.
You have really fallen down a fucking Netflix hole.
Yeah, and it's oddly fascinating. it was a live 12-hour event on Norwegian television where they were talking about Norway's passionate history and reliance on firewood to get through harsh winters, and like how stories and songs go back to collecting firewood. And I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? But I couldn't turn it off. And like they're like talking. It was like it was the most nerdy and inane and just minuscule detail thing. And they start like, and it's all like in Norwegian with subtitles. And they get it must have been like half an hour into it when they're talking to this other Norwegian famous actor celebrity that I have no idea who it is. And they're like, so you've been chopping firewood? It's like, yeah, it's a way to clear my head. When I'm, you know, I'd read a script, I'd bring it out with me. I start chopping wood, and you know, I prefer this kind of axe, this kind of wood. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how much further does it go? She goes, man, I hope you have a song which used to be an ancient poem prepared for us. And he's like, yeah. So he starts reciting this like ancient poem turned song about a guy in like the ancient days, like of Beowulf, and the whole story is he's collecting firewood to bring it to town, but then the cart falls over and he loses his firewood. And I'm like, what a time to be alive.
Listen, children, to my story. Yeah. It was written long ago.
Like, if I think we picked out the wrong host for Hacking with Boar.
It couldn't get more boring to talk about firewood than it's like, oh yeah, here's an ancient story about firewood. A guy had some and he lost it. It's like, not even like a dragon came down and was like going to burn it, you know, or anything like that. No monsters, no nothing.
It was, the name of the song is, aww.
Anyway, if you need to fall asleep, I recommend it.
Or if you'd like to stay awake.
Or if you want to keep somebody asleep. My girlfriend falls asleep watching TV pretty often. So one day when that happened, I snuck in there and switched over to that train ride one that you were talking about earlier, where it's just like a train ride to Oslo.
It's literally like 8 hours.
Yeah, it's really, really long. And I just switched it over to that instead of, you know, having her lose her place in what she was watching. And she woke up about, I don't know, 2 hours later or something. She's like, why am I on a train?
I can picture Sonny saying that. That's marvelous.
This is like that really weird special episode of Luke Cage where he's like trying to get somewhere and it's like it's a metaphor. Him on his life is about to get derailed. Any second now, he's going to jump out. Just watch. You just start. It's one of those like one take action scenes from like Daredevil, except it's...
It's like those gifts where it's like the guy climbing and it's like, you're never going to believe what he finds when he gets to the top.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, and just give it a clickbait headline and just let them watch.
You're never going to believe what's at the end of this train ride.
Oh, it's Oslo. How about that?
This guy jumped on a train. What happened next changed his life.
A new beginning in this town.
So, in a particular amount of excitement, shifting gears to film and television and all that fun nerdy shit.
Yeah, something more exciting than slow TV.
Absolutely, especially, and it's kind of poetic since we recently had the launch of Lightning Dogs, both as a show and as a Patreon, to announce that Young Justice is fucking coming back. Wiseman's back, Vendetti is back, and the whole crew, the whole cast is coming back.
Have they confirmed that or not? Because the thing that I saw is like was basically only those two were confirmed. Everything else was...
I am all but positive that...
I mean, it hasn't been too long where they'll be tied up with other projects or unavailable, hopefully.
Yeah, and none of them were big enough names. Like, Dan, the only one that I would say is a large enough name or large enough outside of like the voiceover industry that would be difficult to get back is Danica McKellar. And she, who voiced Miss Martian. And she's been saying, like, I want to come back! Let me do it again!
Does she sound like that?
She does. It's the weirdest fucking thing. It's Winnie from The Wonder Years, and she sounds like this guy! I don't know what happened. I think she got hit in the throat.
She's a very talented voice actress. That's what it is.
For those that don't know anything about Young Justice, give us a little lowdown on what...
Young Justice...
Why are we going to be excited about this?
Young Justice was a series produced some years ago. I think it ran from 2010 to 2012. No, 2012 to...
It has been to 2013. It must have
been. It's been 3 years.
It's been 3 years.
I don't think the years matter. What's this about?
It doesn't matter. It's
two seasons.
Two seasons of some of the finest fucking animated television I've ever seen, where it's DC Comics sidekicks.
So it's about lawyers?
Yes, yes. Young Justice. It's about a series of lawyers. It's a weird parallel universe.
In legal school.
I would watch the fuck out of that show.
I would too. Yeah, yeah. Start. Anyway, I'm derailing. Sorry.
It's Kid Flash. It's
Superboy.
Superboy.
Oh, so they're Robin. Superheroes, not lawyers.
They're superheroes, okay. Yes.
No, they're sidekicks.
All sidekicks.
Don't call them sidekicks.
Yeah. Young Justice now, buddy.
It's kind of them forming their own team. It's like Teen Titans, but not. It's...
See, the on the outside, it just looks like, oh, it's just young kids, the young kid heroes, all the sidekicks joining forces to be their own little team. That sounds kind of lame, but it's not. they make you care, and they really make you give a shit, and that's
very
the
human
secret.
Storytelling, very human characters, like created.
Actual drama beyond just who are we going to punch in the face this week.
And not manufactured drama either.
Right.
Like legitimate organically developing drama between characters. I'm excited. I'm excited to see this show come back. I'm excited to see what comes next. And it's just, It's good. It's exciting. And Young Justice season 3.
Before
we got Lightning Dogs out.
Is this Cartoon Network or is this like a Netflix?
They haven't announced. They haven't announced where it's coming back. Just that it's in production and
the
that
first
it's going
two
to be
seasons
somewhere.
Are on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yes.
In case you need to get caught
well, they were aired first on Cartoon Network. But if they're all on Netflix now.
If for some reason Tony's ramblings have turned you onto the show, go on to Netflix. Look up Young Justice.
Yeah. Episodes are only about 20 minutes each. So what do you got to lose?
Guys, that was mean. Young Justice is great. My enthusiasm is from a place of love, and you should watch the show. You'll enjoy it. Also, fuck you, Bore.
I saw a superhero movie yesterday.
What did you say?
I saw that Doctor Strange.
You mean the Strange, you know, the Mr. Doctor? The Mr. Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
That guy?
I did. I saw that.
With the bendy toots?
The what?
Benedict Cumberbatch. One of his many nicknames is Bendy Toots.
I have never heard that one. I've heard Cumberbun and Cucumber Patch and other stuff, but never Bendy Pouch or whatever the hell you just said.
I also have seen
Doctor Strange, and I believe Trench has as well.
Yeah, I saw it last weekend. Colin was down from Nashville.
And
so.
Doug hasn't, so we're going to go all spoilers.
Woo! Yeah. It's just like when
I did see Doctor Strange Love.
Or How You Learned to Stop Worrying and love the Atomic Bomb.
Yeah. I have seen that a few times.
Just kidding. We're not going to do spoilers.
We're not.
We're going to keep it spoiler-free, but I loved the crap out of that movie.
So did I.
It was very visually pretty. Lots of cool stuff was happening. There were a couple of times when it kind of like shocked me.
With just what they were doing?
No, it was just because it was really loud noise out of nowhere.
Oh, I mean, startled you?
Yeah.
I went and saw it with my... God damn it. I went and saw it with my wife, and she leaned over to me just a couple of times during the film, and like, can you imagine storyboarding this sequence? Because there are some truly, like, just...
Oh, I thought about that. Like, I was thinking about how
someone
they animated
put this
some
together.
Of those sequences.
No. And the way you storyboard that is you just make it origami, like a 3D book, you know? And it's like, all right, here's the storyboard for Doctor Strange. It's a pop-up book, just so you know.
But it was a thoroughly enjoyable film. It's...
Yeah, it was completely separate, but at the same time in the same universe as all the rest of Marvel movies, so...
It felt connected, but it felt like it was an introduction.
Yeah.
Is there a Stanley cameo in it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's not like top 10, but it's decent.
Okay.
At the end of the day, it is, I will say this for it, it's a by-the-numbers Marvel superhero film. It follows the same path that a lot of these have.
It's the origin story, and they've got a pretty, like,
they've
nailed
got a formula.
Down formula for that. And, like, going into it, you know, I've always, you know, been very aware of the... You know, the heroes and characters that are part of popular culture, like Spider-Man, The Punisher, Wolverine, Iron Man, Hulk. The only thing I knew about Doctor Strange was that Dr. Stephen Strange was Sorcerer Supreme. Other than that, I had no frame of reference to the character.
All I knew is he was kind of like Orpheus, Dr. Orpheus.
Yeah, I knew more about Dr. Orpheus than I do about Dr.
Orpheus.
It made me want a Dr. Orpheus live-action movie where, you know... I would say that they needed to go back and do some of the triad early days.
I would love to see. This is what we need to do. We'll come back to Doctor Strange in a minute, but we need to go back in time and we need to get Vincent Price, a young Vincent Price, so he can come in and be Dr. Orpheus in a live action film.
So where I was going with that was
that this movie actually made me really interested in the character of Doctor Strange.
I as much as the story isn't the greatest that Marvel has put together recently. I still prefer my favorites, I think, are the Captain America films, just in general. But this is the most, like, hands down, visually stunning film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe at this point. There is some stuff that they put together that is just fucking mind-boggling. And it has... I like the confrontation at the end of the film.
Mm-hmm.
I really like how they handled that.
Is there a bad guy in it that I'm going to give a shit about?
Kind of, maybe.
Not in terms of popularity, but just in terms of like...
Depends on how you feel about the other Marvel villains.
Aside
from Loki.
Loki's always great because he's got a hell of a lot of personality.
He's Tom Hiddleston.
Well, they put more effort into him because he's a recurring character.
Right. But he wasn't supposed to be.
Well, maybe not. Yeah, he was. The other ones, like, you know, they're one and done. Yeah. So.
Like the other, like the bad guy from Thor 2. I don't remember that guy's name. Is that Loki? Either. No.
Kind of.
I just remember he was a dark elf. I can't remember.
Yeah, he was a dark elf. I don't even remember really. They wanted the.
I don't
red
remember the
stuff.
Guy's name from fucking Ant-Man at this point.
Was Yellow Jacket?
Well, that was his alias, but it wasn't the actual character.
I will say that all the scenes where they had conflict were really, really entertaining.
I loved the effects for the magic.
Yeah.
So, hearty recommendation. Go, for Doctor Strange.
Definitely a go watch it from me.
And see it in theaters.
I saw it in the faux IMAX 3D that they have down over at the place.
Mm-hmm.
RDX or
that
whatever.
Place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's been telling me to see it in 3D. So
it was really good in 3D.
I can say I can see why it would be.
If both of you agree on it being awesome, then it's got to be pretty awesome.
I am staunchly anti 3D just because I hate having the stupid ass glasses on my face. Because they pinch my nose and they're uncomfortable. And,
I'll pinch your nose.
Some people pay extra for that.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I actually enjoyed it in 3D. I mean, the glasses were still fucking uncomfortable, but the movie, the effects were good enough that I didn't give a shit about my face.
I feel like 3D movies need to increase their frame rates, but other than that, I liked it.
This is the same guy who couldn't get over the screen door effect on his Vive.
How did you feel about...
Hey, the Vive at least has, you know, 90 frames a second.
What about The Hobbit when they did that 48?
I liked that way better.
Cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was fine.
I'm a fan of having more frames per second in my movies, and I wish that more of them would do that.
So yeah, Doug, go see Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Loser.
I'll tell you, every time a new Marvel hero comes out and it's an origin story, I always go through the same phases. I go... Oh boy, here we go. A new Marvel hero, origin story. Let me guess. He's going to go through a training montage and he's going to be a white person culturally appropriating some other mystical
thing. Oh, for fuck's sake.
And just like, you know, and then it's he's going to be all scrappy and he's going to not believe in himself and then he's always going to get it and it's going to be a big thing at the end. And then they're going to have a teaser at the end tying him to the Marvel universe.
Wait, did you see this movie?
And then I go see the movie and I go, all right, movie. Let's see what you got. Everybody loves it. Let's see. And then by the time it's over, I go, it was fun.
Just
I
so
that.
People know, Doug really didn't see the movie, even though he just spoiled most of the plot.
Yeah, yeah.
You jackass.
It's the same every time. Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm just like, you know what? I don't know anything about him. I'm not that interested. Loved it. You know, Ant-Man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? I've been wrong before about all this Marvel stuff. I'm just gonna go see it, and I'm gonna like. And it was great. So I really shouldn't
poo-poo
be
it.
Surprised. No, I'm not even. I'm only fake poo-pooing it. I am interested in seeing it, but. Yeah, man.
Fake poo-pooing.
Yeah, fake poo-pooing. Rubber poo-pooing.
Great poupon?
Great poupon.
Oh, and
either way, call it what you will. I'll see the film, and I'll most likely enjoy it.
Cumberbatch was great. I really enjoyed him.
I have yet to see him in anything...
That you didn't like?
No, I have yet to see him in anything that I liked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was surprised because I've actually not enjoyed him.
Have you not watched
ever?
Sherlock?
No.
You should watch Sherlock. I watched Sherlock, and I... didn't really enjoy him.
I watched about half an hour of a Sherlock episode, and I was just like, oh, I get it. He's angry. I saw this the first time when it was called House.
No, you didn't watch enough.
Though, entertainingly enough, his American accent is so close to what Hugh Laurie's American accent is. As House?
Yeah, a little bit.
And I guess the other thing, because I have nothing against the guy. I have nothing against Benedict Cumberbatch at all. I just, like, Star Trek Into Darkness. Did not like that movie.
That wasn't him in it.
That wasn't his fault.
What do you mean that wasn't him in it? What was it, CG? Was it his twin brother? Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch was not the problem with that movie.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I agree. Him as an actor, he seems fine. But like, you know, the only other thing I've seen him in was a Smaug.
And you liked Smaug.
And
right? He was good at Smaug.
He was fine, but he was a CG. It was a cartoon. It wasn't really him either. So it's just he's got a good
mocap.
Voice.
It was his mocap.
He's got a good voice. Sure.
Yeah. He flailed around like a dragon. Like,
and I saw bits of Sherlock, and I'm just like, all right, I get it, but it's not. I'm not saying, oh my god, what a performance! My god, what an actor! It was just like, all right,
you
this
might
is a well
if you
done
watch
show.
More Sherlock.
That's the thing, though. I hate it when people are like, you have to watch... you saw some of that show and made your decision whether you liked it or not. You didn't watch enough of it, because you will like it if you watch more of it. The same thing with Lost. So I wasted my life on a whole season of Lost.
I would never say that to anyone about Lost.
Yeah, waste.
There is something to be said, though, for sticking it out on certain programming, because let's look back at films like The Shining and 2001 A Space Odyssey that people fucking hated when they came out. Hated. Yeah. Were critically reviled.
Yeah.
And these are cinematic touchstones.
Yeah, but each time you view one movie, it's like, what, 2 hours of your time? Whereas, like, it's like, watch this entire show. Season 3 is where it really picks up, but you gotta start at the beginning. I'm just like, dude, I don't have
every
time in my
Star
life.
Trek series, I would tell you that the first season is going to be a little bit of a slog.
Oh, fair point. But the beauty with those type of shows is they're so episodic, you can skip that shit and just go right in the middle. You know what Star Trek is. You don't have to watch the first season of
but
Next Gen
didn't?
To know what's going on. I did because I wanted to be a completist. I wanted to see it. Whereas, like...
I don't know. See, if I were to tell you to watch Deep Space Nine, I would say it's going to be crappy in the first season, but I would say still watch it.
It's like, I know it's crap, but watch it anyway. It's like not a good way to get me to watch something.
I realize that, but there's been a lot of things that I have like watched at least. I had to watch at least half of a season before I was even interested, which is weird because I guess I sort of had to want to like the show or something.
One of my favorite shows of all time at this point is Parks and Recreation.
The first season's awful.
I tried watching the first two episodes and was just done. I did wind up skipping the second season.
I didn't actually watch Parks and Rec until it was off the air almost.
Same here. I picked it up like mid-season 6.
I picked it up when it was on its hiatus between its like last season. There was like a gap.
Yeah,
there.
That break.
Yeah. I picked it up in that time frame. And
again, it's one of the most cleverly written, brilliant shows. I have watched and rewatched that series like 3 times. But I still haven't seen all of the first season.
What do you say, Trent?
I have only seen a couple episodes here and there because Tony will put them on every now and again when I'm over.
Serious question. How do you guys have the time to like watch years of TV shows?
I put it on in the background while I'm working on other shit.
I'm at work and then I come home. And then I eat, and then I sleep. I don't know.
Sounds like a sad existence, Doug.
Yes! And I wish I'd have some decent entertainment to entertain me, but then instead I get, this is a shitty show, but watch it anyway. No, thank you. I want to waste time on things I will enjoy. Most likely Doctor Strange. If I don't like it, only 2 hours
of
time.
Nobody said
you don't
to
say,
watch a shitty show. They said this show is fantastic.
You just
but
need
you're
to get
gonna
through
have
the
to
rough
get
part.
Through some of
see for the... if you're like, you know what, Doctor Strange, the beginning's a little weird, but the end is amazing. I'll be like, all right, great, 2 hours. But if you say, hey man, Lost seasons 1 through 4 are kind of weird, but you know you got to see it to get to the end. Like
You ever see Hot Fuzz?
Yes.
Isn't the first like, I don't know, at least third of it, probably more like half of it, is totally boring.
Yeah, but it's only like a 2-hour movie. You're not asking. Do you see what I'm saying? It's the time difference. It's the idea.
But
of
you
like
said
a
you
show.
Watched a part of one Sherlock episode, so I don't know. Understand how this is different when I said at least go back and watch one full one.
But isn't the idea of Sherlock is that it's a season? It's like it's multiple episodes of a show.
One episode is basically an entire Sherlock Holmes book,
like a complete story.
Yeah. Yes, a beginning, a middle, and an end.
All right.
A whole episode.
Do I need to watch? Like the first one, or can I watch them out of order?
You can, but I wouldn't.
It's recommended to watch them in order simply because there are things that tie back.
Yeah.
Like a movie and its sequels kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's essentially what the show's like because each episode is fucking 90 minutes.
Okay.
So treat them more like short films.
Like, well, or full length movies because movies are 90 minutes as well.
Not anymore. Those were 90s movies that
still
were an
out
hour
there,
and a half.
90 minute movies.
Most of them.
Kids movies and stuff too, yeah. But either way, yeah, okay, 90, all right, 90 minutes. So Sherlock, I need to see it apparently, and that's what's going to sell me on good old Benny Toots.
There's a good chance of that. Or I've heard good things about The Imitation Game.
I saw that too.
I saw that. It was good.
Yeah, Imitation Game, it was a well-made, average biopic. I don't, you know, it was fine. He was good.
So we've kind of gone away from what I was going to point out, but like... With the latest batch of just what Marvel's doing, I find it very interesting that they're moving into like the magic characters.
Oh yeah,
Doctor Strange and now we've got Ghost Rider on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And
he's a
coming up.
Central like part of the story for the season.
Hmm. Yeah, they're moving into that next. Well, we're part of the next phase, and the next phase is the shit we haven't explored.
Well, I remember reading a list online of like the top 10 villains to ever go up against the Avengers, like after Thanos. Like, what else is there? Literally, Satan is one of them. So I'm just like, okay, comic books. Sure, why not? Ghost magic, fuck it. I don't care.
I can't wait till
like,
Kratos gets around to him.
No, and here's the fun part. Literally Satan, not even the most powerful villain they've gone up against.
I know! What the fuck? What is going on here? But, I mean, Thor's literally Thor, so I guess it shouldn't come as too much of a surprise.
Yeah, they've... Just whatever.
Yeah. Unless Satan's like, you know, what you call evil magic, I just call evil science. I'd be really...
Where I'm from, they are one and the same.
Yeah, where I'm from, it's evil science.
Now, we don't have any shout-outs this week because I did not get forwarded any, so I don't...
Shout-out to all you motherfuckers!
Shout-out to everybody, but we do want to point out that Nerdy Show is 100% listener-supported. We rely on you to keep the lights on here at the Nerdy Show studio, quite literally.
Yes, entirely.
And there's so many ways that you can help out. You can go to nerdyshow.com/Patreon if you want to give us money, like a pledge every month.
Even a dollar helps a lot.
Even a dollar helps a ton.
And just cool
like
perks.
Just like the Tony said.
We need a new keyboard for this computer.
And based on the amount of money that you give us, you get different levels of perks. There's a lot of cool stuff that you can get, including even at the dollar level, you get early releases and behind-the-scenes stuff that we don't release anywhere else. So
and
check that out and
not,
go to nerdyshow.com/support, and you can find out other ways to help out the show, including ways that don't even cost you money, like shopping on our Amazon links or...
Rating and reviewing.
Rating
on
and
the
reviewing
iTunes.
On the iTunes. That's always important. And the most important one in my mind is just telling a friend. Spread the love of Nerdy Show to your friends. And
even make new friends.
That's
so
better
that
than money
them.
In my mind.
Trench wasn't exaggerating because that keyboard, that shift key don't work. And we're recording on it right now.
Yeah.
It's a shitty shifty
the
shift
studio
key.
Definitely needs some upgrades.
He
so
cannot do
have
a shortcut. It's like he needs to click like every single time, go at every drop down menu.
Think
of the time he would save.
I cannot select a large number of files at once. Also, a little known thing is that we have a subreddit now, reddit.com/r/nerdyshow.
How many slashes?
If you subscribe to that, every time we put out something new, within 10 minutes or less, you'll be notified in your Reddit feed and you're browsing around Reddit. Oh, hey, there's a new episode of Nerdy Show. Or, oh, hey, they posted a new article. If you're already on Reddit, I don't understand why you haven't subscribed already. So go on and do that.
I don't know why you looked at me when you said that.
I'm looking all over the place, man.
I'm subscribed to our subreddit, man.
Okay.
Wild-eyed.
Well,
like he's ready to
if you're not.
Why don't you go give it a couple likes?
And you're doing
how
the Reddit.
That?
Then, you know, if you haven't subscribed, I'm probably going to track you down and I'm going to give you a dirty look just like I did to Tony. So there's that.
Can confirm. That's unnerving.
Okay. Now that we got all that out of the way, somebody wanted to talk about Pacific Rim.
Oh, yeah, the new one. They started filming on the Maelstroms, and it's got that guy who was the Finn guy. He's going to be the son.
That traitor?
Yes.
Now in plain English, what are we talking about here?
We're talking about Pacific Rim 2, a.k.a. Pacific Rim Maelstrom, the sequel to the... I guess it's not even... It was a hit, but it wasn't a hit. But
so
it's
what's
classic.
What's the news? Somebody give me the skinny. What's the news?
Production on it started, finally, after they've been teasing it for... Forever.
It is or is not have the involvement of Guillermo del Toro.
No, it does. He's not directing, but he's still involved in the story and the production.
Okay. Good old Pappy McPoyle.
That's him.
Pappy McPoyle?
And
yeah, that's Guillermo del Toro.
That's like your Bendy Toots version of his name? Is that...
No, he's Pappy McPoyle in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He plays the role
Pappy McPoyle.
Of Pappy McPoyle.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I haven't caught up. That's another Netflix thing I have to catch up on. One more show.
Okay.
Now,
help
the
me out,
first
having...
season of that is a little bit rough. But
it's okay.
You
he's
going
through
Doug,
that part.
I have. I've already, yeah, but yeah, you can watch that show out of order. The
yeah.
Chaos.
Well, you can, but you don't see the gradual
character arcs of these people? Like,
no, it's Danny DeVito's Frank character's downward spiral.
It's like he didn't think he could go any lower.
That is the overarching story of that show.
Now, what is the actor who played Finn? I cannot remember his
John
name.
John Boyega.
Thank you. He is playing the son of Idris Elba in Pacific Rim 2.
I have no idea. Why was that funny?
Just how quickly he had that on ready.
I'm on State of the Empire. I'm supposed to know these things.
Harrison Ford's another name of an actor. Is that funny?
It's weirdly, like the yes. car.
Weirdly, yes. But he's playing the son of Idris Elba's character from the first film, and it's going to be good. Looking forward to that.
So it's a sequel for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like 100% confirmed.
Now,
because there was some talk of it being like a prequel movie.
Now,
for a
we
while.
Brought up It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Is Charlie Day going to be back?
They haven't said. I would imagine yes. It's not like he's going to say no.
I was really there was speculation that in the next movie he was going to be the villain, and I was really, really looking forward to that.
That might still happen. They haven't said one way or the other.
Okay.
And speaking of Idris Elba and Sherlock, I did watch the first episode of Luther. Wasn't slow. Kept my interest, and I continued to watch the show.
How does that relate? I just don't know anything about that show.
Luther is a sort of modern take. It takes equal parts of Sherlock Holmes with his like detective skills and mixes them with another famous cop character that I'm forgetting off the top of my head. He's like what they did with House for medical stuff. They're doing with Luther for a modern cop drama.
Okay, it's Idris Elba. It's fucking great. It is hideously dark.
It's a version of a detective like Sherlock Holmes of that caliber that wasn't boring the first episode. That's all I'm saying. It got me to continue watching it. I haven't seen it yet.
Got
I haven't
some serious
watched Sherlock
salt
yet.
Content.
I haven't seen the Sherlock yet. If I watch it and it's great, then I will totally recant and be like, no, dude, that show proved me wrong. It was a great show.
Serious salt content currently on this side of the table.
I'm just saying, I have yet to see Bendy Toots in a film that I really enjoyed. I'm not holding that against him. It's not his fault. I'm sure I'm going to love Doctor Strange. I'm just saying I don't understand.
Now, also, we've brought up House a couple of times as a reference to other things. And I just wanted to bring up the fact that Hugh Laurie is back on the screen as a doctor with an American accent in a new show called Chance on Hulu. And it's actually pretty good.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Stuart Little.
What?
He was
the dad in Stuart Little, and he had an American accent, and he
gotcha. Okay.
He can do one hell of an American accent.
But it's a new show.
To the point where
it's a Hulu exclusive.
He's a really good example of an American actor.
Exactly.
If you didn't know better, you would think so.
No. As they were casting House, they were like Bryan Singer was trying to find the right actor for the role, and he gets the audition tape from Hugh Laurie, had no idea who Hugh Laurie was, and he reviews it. And he's like, you see, this is what I'm talking about. We need a good, strong American actor in the role like this guy. And it was like, sir, Hugh Laurie is British.
But yeah, if you miss him as a kind of angry doctor.
No, I've been meaning to check it out. I look forward to giving that a watch.
It's okay. I don't know.
Should I give it a chance?
You should. I would. I did.
So you can chuggle better, Doug.
I think that's all we got for people today.
I think that's all we got.
I think
yeah.
we're done.
Oh. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.